You can have this ticket and keep it. I'm not paying that ticket. Do something.
Jesus! Jump to watch where you're going.
Right? Then I want you to go downstairs to the cellar and check the water lines of the boiler. Check the bubble. Right? I want to do that today, all right? Could you do that?
Rex, do you mind giving me a hand with this?
Hey, I ain't the doorman, Miss Barrett. I'm the building superintendent.
You're also a human being.
Okay, it's not my job, but what the hell? I'll do you a favor.
Listen, when are you going to get around to fixing the radiator in the baby's room? You know, I asked you last week.
Then I go down.
It's getting really cold in there. I...
Okay, well, it's no problem.
A nightmare.
How big are they?
4 feet.
My dad said you guys are full of crap.
Jason.
Well, some people have trouble believing in the paranormal.
No, he just says you guys are full of crap, and that's why you went out of business.
Song.
Come on, everybody! There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you gonna call?
Look good. Let's go get a beer, all right?
Yeah.
Thank Bye. You. Call any time.
Look, that's it. I've had it, Brady. No more parties.
Here's your share.
Look, I'm tired of taking abuse from overprivileged 9-year-olds.
I know, Z, but we can't quit now. The holidays are coming up. It's our best season.
Ray, man, face it, Ghostbusters doesn't exist. A year from now, those kids won't even remember who we are.
Ungrateful little yuppie larva. After all we did for this city.
Yeah. We conjured up a 100-foot marshmallow man, through the top 3 floors off an uptown high-rise, ended up getting sued by every state, county, and city agency in New York.
Yeah, but what a ride.
Right out into the middle of traffic, and I started really running after it, and then it just suddenly stopped right in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. And did anyone else see this happen?
Well, sure, hundreds of people. Egon, I didn't imagine this.
I'm not saying you did. It's just in science we always look for the simplest explanation.
We're ready, Dr. Spangler.
Good. We'll start with the negative calibration.
What are you working on, Egon?
Trying to determine whether human emotions actually affect the physical environment. It's a theory Ray and I had when we were still Ghostbusters.
Can they see us?
No. They think they're here for marriage counseling. We kept them waiting for 2.5 hours, and I've been gradually increasing the temperature in the room. It's up to 95 degrees at the moment. Now my assistant is asking them if they'd mind waiting another 30 minutes. Oh, good. Very good. Very, very nice.
So, Egon, what do you think?
Excellent. Just excellent. We'll do the happiness index next.
I mean, about the carriage.
Well, I'd like to bring Ray in on this, if you don't mind.
Sure, whatever you think. But not Venkman.
Oh, no.
Do you ever see him?
Occasionally.
How is he these days?
Peter? Well, he was borderline for a while. Then he crossed the border.
Does he ever mention me?
No.
Oh. Well, we didn't part on very good terms, and then we sort of lost track of each other after I got married.
We're ready for the affection test.
Good. Send in the puppy, please.
I thought of getting in touch with him after my marriage ended, but... Oh. Isn't that sweet? I appreciate your doing this.
Try not to worry.
Here's my phone number. You'll call me?
Yes.
I'd rather you didn't mention any of this to Peter, if you don't mind.
No, I won't. I won't.
Thanks.
Let's see what happens when we take away the puppy.
This GI asked my mother when they washed their hair with their own hair. The father encouraged them.
Hi, welcome back to World of the Psychic. I'm Peter Venkman. I'm chatting with my guest, author, lecturer, and psychic, Milton Englund. Milt, your new book is called The End of the World. Now, can you tell us when it's going to be, or do we have to buy the book?
Well, I predict that the world will end at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cutting it a little bit close, isn't it? I mean, just from a sales point of view, I mean, your book is just coming out. You're not going to see any paperback sales for at least a year. It'll be at least another year before you know whether you've got the miniseries or movie of the week kind of possibilities. I mean, just devil's advocate, Milty. I mean, shouldn't you have said, hey, the world's going to end in 1992.
Wait a minute.
Better yet, 1994.
This is not just some money-making scheme, all right? I have a strong psychic belief that the world will end on New Year's Eve.
Well, for your sake, I hope you're right.
Thank you.
Okay, but I think my other guest may disagree with you.
Elaine, now you had another date in mind.
According to my source, the end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer. Where'd you get your date, Elaine?
I received this information from an alien. As I told my husband, it was in the Paramus Holiday Inn. I was having a drink at the bar, alone, and this alien approached me. He started talking to me. He bought me a drink. And then I think he must have used some kind of a ray or a mind control device because he forced me to follow him to his room. And that's where he told me about the end of the world.
So your alien had a room at the Holiday Inn, Paramus.
It might have been a room on the spacecraft made up to look like a room at the Holiday Inn. I can't be sure about that, Peter.
Of course not. And that is the whole problem with aliens, is you just can't trust them. Occasionally you meet a nice one, Starman, E.T., but usually they turn out to be some kind of big lizard. That's all the time we've got for this week on World of the Psychic. Next week, though, give me Ira. Hairless pets. Weird. Until then, this is Peter Venkman saying... See you then.
Norman, where do you find these people?
Aren't we supposed to have the telekinetic guy who bends the spoons?
He canceled. This is the best we could do with such short notice. Look, no respected psychic will come on the show. They think you're a fraud.
I am a fraud. I love Mr. Mayor.
Lenny,
Lenny.
Thoughts.
Pete Finkman.
Can I help you?
Yeah, get your hand off me. Thank you. I'm an old friend of the mayor's. I want to say hello, give him a kiss.
I'm Jack Hardemeyer. I'm the mayor's assistant. I know who you are, Dr. Finkman. I just don't see any ghosts anywhere.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to His Highness. See, we did a little job for the city a while back, and we got stiffed on the bill by some bureaucratic bookworm like yourself.
Look, you stay away from the mayor. He's running for governor next fall, and the last thing we need is for him to be associated with two-bit frauds and publicity hounds like you and your friends.
You know, I'm a voter. Aren't you supposed to lie to me and kiss my butt?
Yes. Now, I want you to put Erigo in the arch. Under the arch there. If everything you're doing is bad, I want you to know this. You be careful there, all right? No one listens to me. Well, then how are you doing? How's this Bonington coming?
It's coming along fine. This mixture you gave me is working really well.
Yes, well, I make pretty good cocktails, don't I? Yes, you're doing a really quite good work there.
Thank you.
I think it won't be long before you can assist me in the more important restoration. Just a white thing.
Well, thank you, Dr. Poha.
Janosch.
Janosch. I've enjoyed working here, but now that my baby's a little older, I'm going to try to go back to the orchestra.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That you will not be here. Well, could I say goodbye? You know, maybe bring you to a brunch today.
Well, I can't today. I have an appointment. In fact, I'd better go.
I don't understand this. You know, every day I say, well, do you reckon you do something? You say, no, I can't do something. You know, what? Do I have a bad breath or something?
Of course not.
All right. Well, I'll give you a rain check. I think that she likes me. No, I do. I truly do.
This one's interesting, Ray. Berlin, 1939, a flower cart took off by itself, rolled half a kilometer, 300 eyewitnesses.
My best of the coven. Berlin, huh? You know, we should also check Duke University mean averaging studies on controlled psychokinesis.
I pulled it.
Perhaps you could help me. I'm looking for a love potion aerosol that I could spray on a certain penthouse pet to obtain her total submission.
Hello, Bankton.
Hi, Pete. How's it going?
Hey, well, hi, Egan. How's school?
Bet those science chicks really dig that large cranium of yours, huh?
I think they're more interested in my epididymis.
Ray, let's close this place up so you can buy me a calzone.
Well, I really can't do that right now, Pete. I'm working on something. But your book came in. Magical Paths to Fortune and Power.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good luck with that, Bankman.
Will you put this on my account, please?
Sure.
Ray, take a look at this.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys working on?
Well, we're just kind of checking something out for an old friend.
Neat. Who?
Ray's a cult. 7 o'clock on weekdays, midnight on Saturdays. Thank you.
Who?
Who? Just someone we know.
No.
Who?
I can't. No. Nobody.
Can you tell me now?
I can't. Dana Barrett. Ow. My Dana Barrett?
I'll get it.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Ray. How good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, no problem. Always glad to help. And hug.
Hello, Dana.
Hi, Egon.
Nice place.
Well, I know I'm just asking for the big hurt, but I thought I'd give us one more chance.
He tortured me. He pulled my ears.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Dana.
So, what would you like to do first?
We'd like to examine the baby first.
Yeah, and anything associated with the baby, especially stuffed toys, things with fabric.
Then we'd like to see the buggy.
All right, can I put him over here?
And wherever he sleeps.
Yes.
This would be fine.
Is this okay? We'll have to lay him down flat.
Okay, sweetheart. Now, they're going to take a look at you.
We'll do a cursory medical examination.
What do you say? Gamelin Prost infant acuity test?
Sounds good. We'll finish with an Apgar score.
Well, it's nothing that's going to hurt him, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I don't think so. He'll be fine.
You ever done this before?
On a chimp.
So, whatever happened to Mr. Wright, anyway? I heard he ditched you and ran off to Europe.
He didn't ditch me. We had some problems, and he got a very good job offer from an orchestra in London, and he took it.
So he ditched you.
Okay, subject is a male Caucasian, approximately...
24 inches?
24 inches in length. Subject weighs approximately 18 pounds and is about 8 months old. Okay. Ocular?
Pupillary response normal.
Auditory?
Is normal.
Ampullary reflex.
Appears to be ticklish.
Yep, maybe ticklish.
You know, you'd have been better off marrying me.
You never asked me. And whenever I brought it up, you'd get drowsy and fall asleep.
You never got it, Dana. I'm a man. I'm sensitive. I need to feel loved. I need to be desired.
It was when you started introducing me as the old ball and chain. That's when I left.
Well, I may have a lot of personal problems, but I'm a total professional when it comes to my job. Egon,
what? What are we doing?
He seems to be fine, Dana.
Mm-hmm, he's very healthy.
He's okay.
When he does sleep, where do you put him?
Right around here, I'll show you.
Venkman, would you get a stool specimen, please?
Business or personal?
It's a little messy.
Well, we don't want to play with anything. We just want to sweep for valances.
Very cheerful. My parents didn't believe in toys.
You want to play with a big kid? You know, I should have been your father. I mean, I could have been. I understand.
Help! He's gone completely berserk! Help! Help!
Uh-oh. You mean you never even had a slinky?
We had part of a slinky. But I straightened it.
He had some sort of clear liquid coming out of his mouth, too.
Well, that happens. Well, what do you think?
He's ugly. I mean, he's not Elephant Man ugly, but he's not attractive. Was his father ugly?
Don't listen.
And he stinks.
You're right, senor.
Did his father stink? Yeah. Daddy was a smelly, huh? What's your name?
His name is Oscar.
Oh, named after a hot dog. You poor man. You poor, poor man.
Oh, but seriously, there's nothing unusual about him, is there?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with babies. But you're excited now because Mama's here to get your stool sample, right, Mama?
Stool sample?
Yeah. Nothing. So, what, Brainiac?
I'd like to run some gynecological tests on the mother.
Who wouldn't?
Let's check the street.
It stopped right over there, in the middle of the crosswalk.
All right, I can do something.
Hey, Bankman.
Hold on.
We're signing this. Excuse us. Get out of the way. Thanks a lot. Hey, we got to do an inquiry here. Hold on. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks to Julio.
Relax, you're on the meter.
Come on, hey, we're scientists. Get out of the way.
Oh, I think we hit the honeypot.
There's something brewing under the street. I've got 1118 on the PKE.
2.5 GEVs on the Geiger meter.
Well, what does that mean?
Cutting.
Why am I cutting?
Yeah.
Boss!
Who told you to stop cutting? Somebody tell you to stop cutting?
What are you guys doing here?
You tell him to stop cutting?
Yes, I told him to stop cutting. What are you doing?
What's it look like we're doing here? Why don't you let us work? We let you work.
Hey, take it. He's been working overtime. And I tell you why we're here. We're here because some diaper bag downtown is being a jerk. I'm making this work on a Friday night. Am I right, Peter?
Of course you're right, Raymond. Is he right, Ziggy?
Yo!
Come on.
What have you been doing?
What have I been doing while you're getting coffee for an hour? I've been digging a big hole in the middle of the street.
Wow.
Looks like you've uncovered an old air shaft.
Man, it just goes on and on.
It's very intense. We should get a deeper reading.
Yeah. We're going to need a deeper reading.
Yeah, somebody has to go down there.
Somebody's got to go down there.
Vigo, the scourge of Carpathia, the sorrow of Moldavia, command you.
Oh, command me, Lord.
On a mountain of skulls in the castle of pain, I sat on a throne of blood. What was will be, what is will be no more. Now is the season of evil.
Evil?
Find me a child that I might live again.
Yes, a child. A child. A child? A child.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Speed's good, boys. Keep it coming.
We're breaking through. See some light. I'm in some kind of a chamber. This tile work. Slime!
What?
It's a river of slime! There's gotta be 25,000 gallons of it! It's flowing through here like a river!
Man, Horn. Pneumatic transit. I can't believe it. It's the old pneumatic transit system. It's still here. Okay, whoa, whoa. That's good. That's good. Hold me up. That's good.
What are you seeing?
What's the story?
Hey, what? You boneheads are gonna come and rouse me out again? I got 3,000 phones out in Granite Church. I got about 8 million miles of cable I gotta check. You gonna come and shake my monkey tree again?
What are you talking about, buddy? The phone lines are over there.
What did I say to you? The phone lines are over there.
Hey,
what did I say?
Hey.
How many times?
Hey, you're not with Con Ed or the phone company. We checked. So tell me another one.
I got a major gas leak here. Where do you think all this is coming from? The sky?
Okay, boys. Pull me up now, all right? There's some kind of activity going on with this stuff.
Boys, hey, help! Take me up! Ray, start!
Boys! Hey, what's going on up there?
Get me out of the tunnel!
It's Janosch.
Hello, Janosch. This is a surprise.
Oh, hello. Yes, well, I happen to be here in this neighborhood, and I thought that I would stop by to see how is it with you. You know, because of all this blackness.
Oh,
it was.
We're fine. Thank you.
Well, then you're okay. Yeah. Well, how is the baby?
Oh, he's okay.
Woo!
He's sleeping.
Oh, but I would.
It's okay.
All right. Do you need anything, Emma? Do you want me to come in?
No, thank you.
All right. Just thought that I would check. You know. Well, hey, you. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Good night, Jan.
Before we begin this trial, I want to make one thing very clear. Law does not recognize the existence of ghosts, and I don't believe in them either. So I don't want to hear a lot of malarkey about goblins and spooks and demons. We're going to stick to the facts in this case. Leave the ghost stories to the kiddies, understood?
Wow, sounds like a pretty open-minded guy, huh?
Yeah, they call him the Hammer.
What can we do? It's all in the hands of our lawyer now.
I think you guys are making a big mistake. I do mostly tax law and some probate stuff occasionally. I got my law degree in night school.
Well, that's fine, Lewis. We got arrested at night.
Look, just put these guys away fast and make sure they go away for a long, long time, okay?
I don't think it's going to be hard with this list of charges.
Good. Very good. Violating a judicial restraining order, willful destruction of public property, fraud, malicious mischief. See, in a couple of years, it's your first parole hearing.
They'll never take us alive.
All right. Let's get on with it.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I don't think it's fair to call my clients frauds. Okay, so the blackout was a big problem for everybody, okay? I was stuck in an elevator for 2 hours and I had to make the whole time. But I don't blame them, because one time I turned into a dog and they helped me. Thank you.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Mr. Fianella, please look at exhibits A through F on the table over here. Do you recognize this equipment?
Yeah, that's the stuff the cops took from their truck.
Do you know what this equipment is used for?
I don't know. Catching ghosts, maybe? I don't know.
May I remind the court that the defendants are under a judicial restraining order that strictly forbids them from performing services as paranormal investigators or eliminators.
So noted.
Now, Mr. Fianella, can you identify the substance in this jar marked Exhibit F?
Yeah, that's the stuff, all right. Your Honor, I've been working underground for Con Ed for 27 years. I never saw anything like this in my life.
Mm.
Whatever's down there, they must have put it there.
No, we didn't! Shut up!
So you were just trying to help out a friend?
Who was frightened?
Who was scared of what was happening to her? When you're scared, what?
There was no evil intended,
no malice.
Because
you live here, when you live in a place and you love it like you do, you don't want nothing bad to happen. What? Because it'll never happen again. It's an isolated incident. It's a one-shot deal.
Objection, Your Honor.
What?
He's leading the witness.
Sustained.
Give me a break. We're both lawyers.
Mr. Tully, you have any questions for this witness? Might have some bearing on this case.
Do I?
No, we've helped them out enough already.
No, Your Honor. You're a witness.
Dr.
Dr. Venkman. Would you please tell the court why it is that you and your co-defendants took it upon yourselves to dig a very big hole in the middle of First Avenue?
Well, there's so many holes in First Avenue, we really didn't think anyone would notice.
Keep that up, mister. I'll find you in contempt.
I'm truly sorry, Your Honor.
I'll ask you again, Dr. Venkman. Why were you digging the hole? And please remember, you're under oath.
There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come in.
So what you're saying is that the world of the supernatural is your exclusive province?
Kitten, I think what I'm saying is that sometimes shit happens, someone has to deal with it, and who are you going to call?
Peter Venkman, Raymond Stans, Egon Spengler, stand up! Get up! You too, Mr. Tully. Find you guilty on all charges. Order you to pay fines in the amount of $25,000 each. I sent you to 18 months in the city correctional facility at Rikers Island.
Evie, she's twitching.
I'm not finished! On a more personal note, let me just go on record as saying that there's no place for fake charlatans.
Your Honor?
Shut up! Tricksters like you in decent society.
Your Honor, this is important.
You play on the gullibility of innocent people.
Yes, sir.
Be quiet.
But
my hands are tied by the unalterable fetters of the law, and I would invoke the tradition of our illustrious forebears. Reach back to a pure concern of justice and have you burned at the stake.
Wow! Oh, my God, the Scoleri brothers!
Scoleri brothers!
Friends of yours?
I tried them for murder! Gave them the chair! You gotta do something!
Why don't you just tell them you don't believe in ghosts?
Something! Help me!
Don't talk to me. Talk to my attorney.
And that's me! My guys are still under a judicial estrangement order. That blue thing I got from her. They could be exposing themselves.
And you don't want us exposing ourselves.
You're next, Bubbles.
All right! I'm sending the order. Case dismissed!
Hurry! We got the case!
Now do something!
Oh! I always hated this part of the business.
You know, it's been a couple years since we used this stuff. I hope it still works.
It should. The power cells have a half-life of 5,000 years.
There's no time for a bench test. Heat them up.
Do, re,
Egon.
Come on, bad boy!
Be fast and
they be slow.
Wow.
We're the best. We're the beautiful. We're the only.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Yes, we're back.
Something strange going on. Something's wrong.
Room in the room. Outside is the storm.
All alone.
Certified check. Cash or money order.
Yo, is that what I did? Did I see something move?
Chills on your spine. Your heart fills with fright. Not filled by the things
that go bump in the night.
Walk through the wall
with no time to stall. You call the Ghostbuster. Well, that's who you call.
What is it, honey?
It's that darn ghost again. He just won't leave us alone. I guess we're just going to have to move.
No, wait. Don't worry. We're not moving. He is.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
I remember the time I visited the grave. My life on the line, only my life to save. All by myself, with no one around. Did not understand a hand coming out the ground. I knew it wasn't mine, it was somebody else. But I didn't care, G, I just need for help. Then,
Ghostbusters!
Pat sat through their back, screaming,
Ghostbusters!
Ghostbusters attack.
We ain't one! Boy, it smells like somebody took a big...
Ghostbusters of any T-H-O-S-T.
I pray no ghost. I pray no ghost.
With our special half-price service plan.
What? Hold on, half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Pete, because that's not all. Tell them, Egon.
Oh, you mean the Ghostbusters hot beverage thermal mug and free balloons for the kids?
Go, 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 Ghostbusters!
We've been experimenting with the plasm we found in the subway tunnel. Careful.
Should I get spoons?
Don't bother. Watch this. Go ahead, Ray.
You! You worthless piece of slime! You ignorant, disgusting blob!
You're nothing but an unstable short-chain molecule!
You foul, obnoxious moth!
You have a weak electrochemical bond!
I have seen some disgusting crud in my time! But you... Take the case! You're just...
This is what you do with your spare time.
Peter, this is an incredible breakthrough. I mean, what a discovery, a psychoreactive substance. Whatever this stuff is, it responds to human emotional states.
Mood slime.
Oh, baby.
You mean this stuff actually feeds on bad vibes?
Like a cop in a donut factory.
We've been running tests to see if we can get an equally strong positive reaction.
What kind of test?
Well, we sing to it and we talk to it and say supportive, nurturing things to it.
You're not sleeping with it, are you, Ray?
Oh, you.
It's always the quiet ones.
You hound.
How about the kinetic tests?
Okay.
ordinary household poster.
We'll take your word for that.
It responds to music, so we've been doing some experimentation, playing easy listening, middle-of-the-road type stuff. You know, Paul Young, Dust in the Wind, that works okay.
Works for me.
Loves Jackie Wilson.
Jeez. You guys do this at night when I'm not here? Oh, I get it. It sings. It sounds exactly like Jackie. That's fantastic.
Just watch.
Does it do any Lou Harris?
Your love.
Oh, it dances, too. Number one Christmas boutique gift item.
Right, and the first time somebody gets mad, the toaster could eat their hand.
No. We put a warning label on it. We don't have any liability.
Ah! Ow! Ow! How did you ever go for it? The old man-eating toaster.
Get out! Hello, I'm looking for Dana Barrett.
Room 204, restoration.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Finkman. Yes. World of the Psychic.
That's right. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
It used to be one of my two favorite shows.
You're kidding me. Oh, great. What was the other one?
Bassmasters. It's a fishing show.
Yeah, I know Bassmasters, sure.
Paint it. I'm just cleaning it. It's a Gauguin.
Well, I've heard of him.
Hey, Dana, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Sure. Peter Venkman. This is Dr. Janosch Poha, the head of our department.
Yes, I have, of course, seen you on the television. Quite enjoy. You're not your own business, I hope.
Well, it's top secret. Say, Johnny, you got a Gauguin, too.
No, actually, I'm preparing this portrait for the new romantic exhibition. Yes, this is Prince Rigo, the ruler of Tartessa in Moldavia.
Bit of a sissy, isn't he?
He was a very powerful magician, Dr. Rinkman. And a genius in many ways.
He was also a lunatic and a genocidal madman. I hate this painting. I felt uncomfortable ever since he came up from storage.
Well, you're probably feeling what Vigo is feeling. Carpathian kitten loss. He's missed his kitten. We'll just put one in here by the castle.
Yes, don't go around altering liable artwork, Dr. Rinkman. Go. Yes, I think go. Yes, the joyfulness is over.
He's kidding.
Well, you're not going to get a green card with that attitude, pal. Okay? I don't know what the... Oh, of course. I get it. You're sweet on this hunky stud, aren't you?
You know, Peter, every now and then, I get the feeling that that painting is watching me. Even smiling at me. You know, I think we got more food on your shirt than we did in your mouth. Bad. You like that, don't you? You get to do your favorite thing. Do your favorite thing. Because I know what you get to do. You know what you get to do? You know what's more fun than anything? Huh? Splash Mommy. I got to splash Mommy, yeah. I'm gonna take her shirt off too. let us in, please. I didn't know where else to go. The most awful thing happened. The bathtub was trying to eat Oscar. I was giving him a bath. There was all this pink ooze everywhere, and it was reaching for him.
Okay, you're all right. God. You're all right. You're
I'm not
okay.
going to let him get you.
All right, you're all safe now, okay?
Everybody's so terrified. Right now. Yes.
Are you guys just sit down,
sorry.
Relax, huh? Come on. Just sit down. I'll get you guys a shirt or something. Ray.
Yeah, Dana's just come over to my place.
Well, actually, her tub tried to eat her.
What? Are you serious? Oh, that's great!
Huh, I mean, that's terrible. But it's great for what we... Yeah, I will. Yeah, sure, we'll get right on it. Spangler. Major slime-related psychokinetic event.
What happened?
Something came out of Dana's bathtub. Tried to grab her and the baby.
Are they all right?
Yeah, well, she got out of there and went over to Venkman's.
This is interesting, Ray. Remember the painting Venkman mentioned?
Uh-huh.
Ran the name Vigo the Carpathian through the occult reference net. Look what came up.
Ooh. Nice, ugly history. You think there's a connection between this Vigo character and the... slime?
It's the atomic weight of cobalt, 58.9.
You better get over to Dana's apartment. I'd like to check out that bathtub.
Well, it might be a good idea to go to the museum in the morning, get a look at that painting.
Ray's going to go on over to your place and just take a look.
He is.
Okay. I have been holding on to this for a long time, Oscar. I got this from a girl who got this from Joe Willie Namath, okay? We don't know how. We don't want to know. So I would appreciate it if you would not hose this thing down. You know, give it your own personal rinse. Thank you. Be an excellent time for you to start practicing a thing we big guys like to call self-control.
Oh. Get out of here. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Oh, look at his gut. Oh, he's a coconut, this guy.
Whoop. Push it. You're going to be staying at Uncle Pete's until this thing blows over. This is your place now. Ah! Hi. Come on in. This is my place.
So, how are we going to handle the sleeping arrangements?
Well, what's best for me is if I lie on my side like this and you spoon up beside me, your arm draped over me. We do it the other way. I get your hair caught in my throat and I choke in the night.
Well, how about you on the sofa and me and the baby in the bed?
It's a way to go.
It's so late. I really gotta put him down.
May I?
Yeah, if you want to.
You're short, your belly button sticks out too far, and you're a terrible burden on your poor mother.
Did you find anything at Dana's?
Nothing but some mood slime residue around the bathtub. But I did get something on that Vigo character you mentioned. Found it in Leon Zundinger's Magicians, Martyrs, and Madmen. Dig that.
Yeah, Vigo the Carpathian, born 1505, died 1610.
105 years old. He hung in there, didn't he?
Didn't die of old age either. He was poisoned, stabbed, shot, hung, stretched, disemboweled, drawn, and quartered.
Ouch.
I guess wouldn't do properly at the end.
No, not exactly a man of the people. Also known as Vigo the Cruel, Vigo the Torturer, Vigo the Despised, and Vigo the Unholy.
Wasn't he also Vigo the Butch?
And dig this, there was a prophecy. Just before his head died,
his last words were, "Death is but a door, time is but a window, I'll be back."
All right, suck in the guts, guys. We're the Ghostbusters.
No! No, please, no, you!
Who's this Wiggler?
He's yours, Ray. Sick him.
Hi,
how are you?
Now,
Ray Stantz from the Ghostbusters.
Can
nice
I tell you what I told
lab
you
have here. We're just doing a routine spook check.
If Dr. Venkman then is not here.
Yeah, we know that, Johnny.
So why are you came?
Well, we got a report. There was a major creep in the area. We checked our list, and you were right on the top. Johnny, where in the hell are you from, anyway?
The Upper West Side.
Ballroom's extremely hot, Peter.
Ooh, that's one ugly dude.
Well, that's Vigo. Mr. Vigo! Viggs.
Please.
Would you look this way, please?
No, don't. No.
Come on, show me something.
No!
Mr.
Vigo. No photographs, please. Slides are available in the gift shop.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Winston. All right, you know what? Give me angry. Will you give me angry? You've had a bad day. You're cranky? Yeah, thank you. Good. Ooh, angrier. Ooh. You're scaring me. Stop it. Yeah. Good. Okay, walk for me. Talk for me. Yeah. Okay, give me hot and sexy. Can you do it? Oh, you can. Oh, boy. Show me some teeth. Come on. I bet the girls like you, huh? Huh? To the girls? To the guys? I bet they both do, huh? Huh? What about the animals? Do they like you? That's it. More. Yeah, come on. You're big. All right, destroy me. Destroy me now. Yeah. Destroy me. Yeah. 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 Give it. Yeah.
We need to talk.
I've worked with better, but not many. Thank you. John, thanks.
Hey. Huh? Hey, you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished here.
Are you all right?
What?
I mean, you're not coming down with something.
Me? Dana! Your prince! Oh, no. Oh, no. She cleaned.
Hi.
Shh.
He's asleep. Come here. So what happened with my apartment?
Well, the guys spent the whole night there. Mm-hmm. They went through all your things, your personal stuff. They tried on some of your clothes, made some long-distance phone calls, cleaned out the fridge.
Did they find anything?
They found a little bit of that pink slime.
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
You are supposed to get dressed and get crazy with me on the streets of Manhattan tonight. Let's go. This is exactly what you need. I have got you a babysitter. The whole thing's wired.
Peter, I don't think we should go out on a date, you know, and I can't leave Oscar in a strange place with a strange person.
Strange person? Janine Melnitz from my staff.
Janine has experience babysitting.
Here.
Thank you.
I've also brought some things from your apartment. Some wardrobe choices, a couple of provocative ensembles in here. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Hey, you. It looks like you're awake, huh? You're awake.
Yes, Oscar. You're going to have the whole place to yourself tonight, pal. It's going to be pretty neat. I got some Laurie Antonelli tapes if you want to watch them. Dana, did you see some shirts here in the floor bed area?
Yeah, I put them in the hamper.
I have a hamper?
It's in the bathroom.
Neat. Will you tell me next time you're going to do that, though, please?
Well, I thought they were dirty.
I have more than two grades of laundry, okay? There's not just clean and dirty. There are many subtle levels, okay? Okay. Hey, you hang this outside the window for 20 minutes? It's perfectly fine.
Interesting role model for you, Oscar, huh?
Well, they couldn't get to you until after the new year. Well, just don't go in there. Louis, I'm closing up.
I don't know, should I take the subway or the surface roads or what? It's kind of busy out.
Well, I'm walking. Good night.
Well, now, well, hang on now. Do you maybe want to... Oh, no. Do you want to have something to eat with me?
Well, yeah, I'd love that, but I told Dr. Vinkman I'd babysit for him.
Oh, well.
You want to babysit with me?
Okay, I would.
Great. His place at 8. Bye.
His place at 8. All right, well, I can get his address from the doctor,
hey,
too.
Hey, Bobby, move!
We were right, Ray. Multiplanar curly and emanations.
Yeah, well, here's your next month's cover of GQ. Check out the aura on this sucker. Now, there's definitely a living presence there.
We should get a deeper look.
Why don't I run this wider shot through the spectroanalyzer?
Good, I'll try turning up the Rankins.
Okay. So what do you think? Chinese?
How about Thai?
Oh, it's too spicy. Greek?
Mexican?
Pizza.
Dinner thing?
Chicago.
What the hell is that?
I know what it is. I've seen it before.
Where?
When you guys had me dangling like a worm on a hook 100 feet below First Avenue. That's the River of Slime.
What? Ray.
Hey, you need a blanket or a hose or something. Get out.
Why is this closed?
What's that?
Hey, fire!
Exactly.
What
are
we going to do? Put our heads in the toilet?
Pete, it's great that you're here. We've got incredible news.
Wait a minute. Can I have one try?
All-you-can-eat barbecue rib night at the Sizzler.
No, we analyzed the photos you took of Vigo. The spectrogram shows a river of slime flowing behind him.
Just like the one I saw underground. Now we're going into the subway and sewer system to see if we can trace the source of the flow.
Yeah, come on, change your clothes. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, Egon thinks it might even be a tremendous breeding surge in the cockroach population.
Hi, boys. What's up?
Hi.
Dana, the guys are going down into the sewer to check for slime stuff. And Egon thinks there may be a huge surge in cockroach breeding. You want to blow off this dinner thing and go with them?
Taxi!
Women.
Huh?
Will you watch your step?
I hate this.
According to this old transit map, there should be an entrance anywhere along here somewhere.
I'm not getting anything yet.
Well, at least it's too dark to see the cockroaches.
Forget about cockroaches. It's the subway rats you gotta worry about. Big as beavers.
Yeah, some of them go 4 or 5 kilos.
Hey, enough, all right?
Listen, you hear them behind the walls? Scratching, there must be thousands of them.
Just shut up about the rats.
Okay, okay. Hello? Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
Hello? Okay,
I'm out of here.
Oh. What the?
Before we go any further, I think we should get our proton packs.
Good idea.
What's what?
Sounds like a train.
Uh-uh. These lines have been abandoned for 50 years.
Oh.
Probably in one of the tunnels above us.
I don't know. Sounds awfully close to me.
Thank you.
think that was the old New York Central, City of Albany. Derailed in 1920, killed hundreds of people. Did you catch the number on the locomotive?
Sorry, I missed it.
Something's trying to stop us. We must be close.
Where's Ray?
Ray?
Ray!
Ray?
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 Ray!
Ray!
God!
Oh, sorry. I found it.
What?
Right here, there's a hole.
Let's go.
Hey, you fellas, what about the packs?
What about the packs?
Hey, New York. What a town.
All right. See how deep it is. Get a sounding.
Yeah. All right. 6 feet. 12 feet.
Well,
give me something pulling.
Hold on.
Well, I'm trying to hold.
Give me a hand, Ray.
Give me a hand.
Give me a hand. Ray, hold. Ray, hold. Get his belt on. Ready?
Toast to the most charming, kindest.
Oh, it's me.
It's you. And most unusual man I've ever broken up with.
Speaking of breaking up with neat guys, why did you dump me?
I didn't dump you. I was protecting myself. I mean, you weren't very good for me, you know. You know that, don't you?
Well, heck, I'm not even good for me.
You're much better than you realize. You don't give yourself enough credit.
I need to hear that kind of stuff. I mean, if I had this kind of support on a 24-hour day basis, I could have myself whipped into shape by the end of this century.
Well, why don't you just give me a jingle in the year 2000?
Why don't I give you a jingle right now?
So the seven little dwarfs had a limited partnership in a small mining operation. And one day a beautiful princess came to live with them. And they bartered housekeeping services for room and board, which was a real good deal for them because they didn't have to withhold Social Security or income tax or nothing, which you're really not supposed to do, you see. But for the purposes of this story, I think it's okay.
It really is a great place. I mean, it needs a woman's touch. But I think it looks really good. You know...
Shh. Bedtime.
You're very good with children.
Thanks, I practiced on my hamster.
Oh. So you live alone?
I used to have a roommate, but my mom moved to Florida.
Oh. Why don't you come over here and sit with me?
Okay. So you want to play Boggle or Super Mario Brothers?
You know, I think motherhood's a very natural instinct. I like a child myself. Would you?
Tonight?
What are you trying to do, drown me?
Oh, yeah, is that more like it was my fault? That you were too stupid not to drop that blood line.
Stupid? Hey, you better watch your mouth. I'll put your lights up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, anytime.
Come on. Right.
Come on.
Right now.
It's go time, man.
Right now. I want you bad.
Grab me. Bad.
Wait. Stop. Stop. Get your clothes on. Oh,
Ray, what are we doing? I was ready to kill you.
It's the stuff. It's like pure concentrated evil.
And it's all flowing right to this spot.
Boys, you're scaring the straights, okay? Is there any way we can do this tomorrow?
No, this won't wait until tomorrow, Vinkman. It's hot and it's ready to pop.
Yeah, it's all over the city, Pete.
Under it, actually.
All rivers of this stuff.
Yes, and it's all flowing right to the museum.
Yeah, the museum!
Right. Oh, God, all over me.
Sorry.
God, you mean my museum?
I was going to tell you, between the dessert and the cheese course.
There they are.
You can never go back there again. You're going to have to find a new job for
me. Oh, magnetic classroom. The best behavior. The best behavior. Like, we were going to find a I'm here. We got to see the mayor.
How you doing?
Hey, guys, come right this way. Hey, you guys got another one of those proton packs? My kid brother really wants one.
The proton pack is not a toy.
I guess he's right.
Well, Dana, we were just babysitting Honest, and we watched some TV, and we had something to eat, and then one thing led to another. Well, no,
that's all right. I know what you're doing.
I didn't know anything was going to happen, really.
Hi, Dana. How was your day?
Well, it wasn't a date. It was just dinner. Well,
where's Peter?
Well, he was arrested.
Typical.
Did he call?
No, nobody called.
Well, how's Oscar? Is he all right?
Oh, he's fine. Such a good baby. He was a little fussy at first, and we just gave him some French bed pizza. Passed right out.
Good. Well, I'll just give him a look-see.
So you think we should go?
Gee, I don't know. I don't think we should leave her alone.
You're right. Let's stay.
Lenny! Big man!
Ghostbusters.
Smear?
What is this? A slumber party?
Well, that's what we're here to talk to you about.
Look, I don't want to hear anything about it. You've got 2 minutes. Make it good. First of all, Mr. Mayor, it's a great pleasure to see you again. And we'd just like to say that almost 50% of us voted for you in the last election.
I appreciate that.
I'm just sorry we have to always meet under these circumstances.
Mr. Mayor, we're here tonight because a psychomagnetheric slime flow of immense proportions is building up beneath this city.
Psycho what?
Psychomagnetheric.
Big word.
Negative human emotions are materializing in the form of a viscous psychoreactive plasm with explosive supernormal potential.
Does anybody speak English here?
Your Honor. See, what we're trying to tell you is, like, all the bad feelings, I mean, all the hate, the anger and violence of this city is turning into this sludge. Now, I didn't believe it at first either, but we just went for a swim in it, and we ended up almost killing each other.
This is insane. I mean, do we really have to listen to this?
Can't you stop your lips from flapping for 2 little minutes? Lenny, have you been out on the street lately? Do you know how weird it is out there? We've taken our own head count. There seem to be 3 million completely miserable assholes living in the tri-state area.
Oh, please.
I beg your pardon, 3,000,001.
Hey.
And what Budgie Brain here doesn't realize is that if we don't do something fast, this whole place is going to blow like a frog on a hot plate.
Yeah, right.
What am I supposed to do? Go on television and tell 10 million people they have to be nice to each other?
Being miserable and treating other people like dirt is every New Yorker's God-given right. Your 2 minutes are up. Good night, gentlemen.
You're making a big mistake, Mr. Mayor. You're making a very newsworthy mistake. No, the Times is going to be interested in this, and you know the Post.
All right, whoa. Now.
Mayor Hyde. Yeah.
Times Square slimed.
Slime Square.
Slime Square. Fine. Now, before you go running off to the newspapers with this, would you consider telling the slime business to some of our people downtown?
It's got to be done right away.
What's going to come back? This city's in danger. The whole state, the whole world. All we want to do is help the
goddamn
go.
Come on, go. The mayor wants them kept under strict observation for the next few days. We think they're seriously disturbed and potentially dangerous.
Well, we'll do whatever is necessary.
Thank you, Doctor.
I await the word of Vigo.
I, Vigo, the scourge of Carpathia.
No, you told me this, the scourge.
The sorrow of Moldavia.
Sorrows, I've heard all of this, yes.
Command you.
Command me, Lord.
The season of evil begins with the birth of the new year.
Good.
Bring me the child that I might live again.
Yes. Lord Vigo. I was wondering, this woman Dana is fine and strong. Now, if I was to bring the baby, could I have that woman?
So be it. On this day of darkness, she will be ours, wife to you. And mother to me.
Yes! Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I mean, is like, she the killer or what?
No, that's Rita Hayworth. And she was married to Citizen Kane while they were doing this thing. And right after they finished, she dumped him for some polo player. I don't know why beautiful women love horses so much. Do you love horses?
No.
You know, you really don't have to stay. I'm sure Peter will be back soon.
Oh, we don't mind. Can you see okay?
Yep.
Explained
before,
We think the spirit of a 17th century Moldavian tyrant is alive and well in a painting at the Manhattan Museum of Art.
Uh-huh. And are there any other paintings in the museum with bad spirits in them?
You're wasting valuable time. He's drawing strength from a psychomagmatheric slime flow that's been collecting under the city.
Yes, tell me about the slime.
It's very potent stuff. We made a toaster dance with it.
Toaster.
And a bathtub tried to eat his friend's baby.
A bathtub?
Don't look at me. I think these people are completely nuts.
I thought that you might come.
You stay away from us, Janosch. I mean it.
No, don't worry. He will not be harmed. He has been chosen to be the vessel of the spirit of Vigo. And you will be the mother of the ruler of the world. Doesn't that sound nice?
No. It sounds ludicrous. You stay away from him. I mean it.
Well, I don't think we have a choice here. Yes? Take a look. It's not Gainsborough's blue boy there, huh? He's Vigo.
I don't care who he is. You're not going to take my baby.
Lieutenant, I think you better talk to this guy.
I'm busy here.
It's some dock supervisor down at Pier 34.
What's the problem?
He says the Titanic just arrived.
Well, better late than never.
Battery is swamped. We've had more than 3,000 calls since midnight last night.
We've got every man in uniform on the streets, and I am still shorthanded. We got meter maids chasing ghosts all over Midtown.
There's this shell thing over the Manhattan Museum of Art. We can't make a dent.
Have you tried dynamite?
Oh, tried everything. What the hell's going on? It's pandemonium out
yes,
there.
Yes, I know. We're working on it.
Great. While you're working on it, I'm going down in history as the mayor who let New York get sucked down into the 10th level of hell. All right, we've got no choice. Call the Ghostbusters.
Wait. Now, I'm sure there's another way.
Jack, I spent an hour last night in my bedroom talking to Fiorello LaGuardia, and he's been dead for 40 years. Now, where are the Ghostbusters?
They're not available.
What do you mean they're not available?
Well, I had them committed to the psychiatric ward at Parkview Hospital.
You what?
They were threatening to go to the press. I was protecting your interests.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can stop protecting my interests. You have exactly 3 minutes to clear out. You're fired!
But the
Harry,
election...
remove this
you're
man from the building.
Mr. Mayor.
And get me the Ghostbusters!
Harry.
Mr. Mayor, come take a look at this.
Wow. Oh. What is that? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Somebody get me the Ghostbusters.
And they took the baby, put it in an carriage, and then levitated away.
What did they do? Where'd she go?
I don't know. She said she was going to the museum to get the baby back. And then there was an eclipse, and the whole town went dark, and everybody's nuts.
It all fits. Vigo wants in on the 21st century. He needs a human body to inhabit. Little Oscar must be it.
And I bet we're the only ones who can do anything about it, right?
You bet we are.
Like a giant jello mold.
I hate jello.
Oh, come on, there's always room for jello.
Soon it will be midnight and the city will be mine and Vigo's. Well, mainly Vigo's. Dane, you and I have this terrific opportunity to make the best of this relationship.
We don't have a relationship.
I know! Marry me, Dana. Together we will raise Vigo as our son. Now let me tell you something here. There are many perks in being the mother of a living god. I'm sure we could get a magnificent apartment, car, free parking. Many marriages begin with a certain amount of distance. Yet I think that perhaps you and I could learn to love each other?
Yes. I could learn.
Pull him.
Pull him, Jonas.
Let's cook. Save him!
That slime wall is pulsing with evil. It would take a tremendous amount of positive energy to crack that shell, and I seriously doubt that there's enough goodwill left in this town to do it.
You know, I just can't believe things have gotten so bad in the city that there's no way back. I mean, sure, it's dirty, it's crowded, it's polluted, it's noisy, and there's people all around who just as soon step on your face as look at you. But come on. There gotta be a few sparks of sweet humanity left in this burned-out burg. We just have to figure out a way to mobilize it.
He's right. We need something that everyone in this town can get behind. We need... a symbol.
Something that appeals to the best in each and every one of us.
Something good. Something decent?
Something pure.
Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Wonder what?
Whether she's naked under that toga. She's French. You know that.
Got it. Ready with the speakers, Ray. Slime Lore's ready.
Okay. Internal audio set. Internal electric set.
Slime Lore, prime and set.
Oh, good slime, good slime. Winston, is our slime in a good mood tonight?
I hope so. She's a lot bigger than a toaster. All yours, Beckman. Let's go.
Thank you. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Hey, how many of you people here tonight are a national monument? Would you raise your hand, please?
Hey.
Oh, hello, miss.
That's Frosted.
It's slime time.
Beautiful.
Pilot controls are ready.
All right, it's getting late. It's almost midnight. Let's go, Venkman.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
You know you love me. Don't get
work, we'll pop for a weekend in Vegas with a Jolly Green Giant.
You look fantastic in this.
I was born to wear this stuff. Equipment's heavy.
Nike's in her size, Ray.
Oh, don't worry. She's tough. She's a Harvard chick. Oh! Oh, sorry. Bye, folks.
Happy New Year. Stay fit. Keep sharp. Make good decisions. Oh, good, oh, good, oh, good, oh, good. Oh, it's you. Okay, but I didn't know you had your license.
4 minutes to go, and then party times.
it's really happening.
Happy New Year! He's Vigo!
You are like the buzzing of flies to him!
Oh, Johnny, did you back the wrong horse? You hose him, please.
Hose him.
One down.
On the ground.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
Oh, Oscar.
Is he dead?
This slime is positively charged. He'll wake up feeling like $1 million.
Whoa, this gentleman is a little bit ripe. That's all right, my friend. I think I had an accident, too.
You gotta stay right here. Don't move.
Uncle Pete's gotta go help your mom for a second. You stay right here and don't say anything, okay?
Uh-oh.
Hold it right there, deadhead! You want a baby? Go ahead and knock up some willing hellhound. Otherwise, I'm giving you 3 to get back in that painting where you belong. 1, 2.
Big shoulder look is out. You know, I have met some dumb blondes in my life, but you take the taco, pal. Only a Carpathian would come back to life now and choose New York. Tasty pick, bonehead. If you had brain one in that huge melon on top of your neck, you would be living the sweet life out in Southern California's beautiful San Fernando Valley.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, darn it.
Where's that singing coming from?
People outside.
Sorry, folks, excuse me. Ghostbusters.
I'm here with
you guys.
He's weakening! The stinging is neutralizing the spine!
I can move!
Oscar!
Find the shady spot.
Viggy, 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 you have been a bad monkey.
Ray, we'd like to shoot the monster. Could you move, please?
Ray?
Ray? Ray!
No! I, Ray, and Vigo shall rule the earth. Be gone, you pitiful half-man!
Now!
How do you feel?
Groovy.
You all right?
Yes. Thank you, Peter.
Spread out, Charlie.
I love you guys. I love all you guys.
Wait, wait.
And I love Venkman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
You really gotta live with this?
Real friendship.
Yeah.
Never come from behind.
Hey.
Sir. You alright?
Why are my drippings with goo?
You had a violent, prolonged, transformative psychic episode.
Sorry we had to hose you there, but you were kind of out of control. Hey, man. Let me tell you something. I love you.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, I love you too.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, fellas. You want to take a look at this?
Wow.
Early Renaissance, I think. Raphael or Piero della Francesca?
No, I believe it's one of the Fettuccinis.
Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and you should know that you, the spirit is the key to unlock the truth. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. Come on, warm it up. Say what? Check it. Now that evil's presence, make it pleasant in every resident. And take a mother's newborn baby, and Dana's the lady to build an establishment. For an evil magician on a mission, in the picture position, and no condition will stop him on the transition of making it in time. With the help of the slime, but somebody got to draw the line. What's in for all? Who you gonna call for the ball?
Ghostbusters!
It's like that, y'all.
Ghostbusters!
It's like that, y'all.
Ghostbusters!
I'm back.
Ghostbusters!
I'm back.
Huh,
it's like that, y'all. Hit it. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and you should know you're you. The spirit is the key to unlock the true you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. As sure as I'm me and the skies are blue, the Ghostbusters are back and all brand new. Come on,
You find yourself caught up in a silly game. That's tough, but don't play me out. The world depends on every little move we make. It's serious, cold serious. Now the time has come for all to shoot low and overthrow the bad. We're here to make a change so all can be free. A call has been made and we are
back.
Working hard to try to fight the evil plan. Yeah. But I'm going to let nothing get in the way. Yeah. Now the time has come for all good to know and overthrow the bad. Yeah. We're here to make a change.
Something strange going on. Something's wrong.
Gloom in the room. Outside is the storm.
All alone
in the crib. Watching the tube.
Yo, is that what I did? Did I see something move?
Chills on your spine. Your heart fills with fright. Not filled by the things
that go bump in the night.
Walk through the wall with no time to stall.
You call the Ghostbusters. Well, that's who you call.
Ghostbusters.
We ain't afraid of no Ghostbusters.
We
ain't afraid of no Ghostbusters.
Stop! Brick! Hit it!